Historical Park Bulgaria was founded in 2017 with the CEO Evelin Mikhailov at its forefront as a person who decided to create a Disneyland-size theme park which represents and restores buildings, structures, fortresses, castles, temples, and tombs from all the different civilizations that have lived on our lands in a interactive, multi-activity type way, and would create a brand new product for the tourist industry. So the idea came to Evelin Mikhailov. He decided to go for it, but he did not have the support from venture capitalists in Bulgaria. He did not have the support from the government. He did not have the support from the richest people in the country. So that's why he decided to interact with ordinary people, including internationals who understand how startups work. So Historical Park turned out to become a joint stock company as a startup, which was funded solely from ordinary investors, including from Evelin Mikhailov himself, from the businesses that he had created beforehand and from the money he had earned before that. And just to clarify, he is one of the biggest publishers in Bulgaria, publishing more than 57 books that have been translated from English from the Western world in order to help increase the financial literacy in Bulgaria for the past 16 years. And he's also led seminars for financial education since 2013. 2019 was the grand opening of Historical Park, which is located in Neofetriuski, in the Varna region in the Vetrino municipality. Minutes away from the highway which connects Bucharest and Varna, and has one of the highest amount of foreign tourists passing alongside this junction. In fact, some houses and some of the properties that were purchased beforehand, before the construction even started, cost less than 250 euro for a house plus the land. Fast forwarding 2024, if you look at the real estate sales, currently there's houses that are being listed for more than 100,000 euro a piece. What happened 2 weeks before the grand opening? The media outlets in Bulgaria decided to make a massive attack, claiming that the historical park is a pyramid scheme and a lie that would never open, that it has stolen the investors' money, and at the same time that it's something that would never be completed.
Какво е исторически парк?
Това е един, това е една общност, която се финансира по начин, който аз бих определил като понци схема.
This is a project that has been claimed to take multiple years to finish. So that's why we have four stages of the historical park. And in 2019, we opened the first stage. Now, with that attack from the specific media is called Capital, Capital.bg, Mediapool.bg, ClubZ.bg, Dnevnik.bg, and more than 69 media that copy-pasted all the articles regarding the historical park, claiming that historical park raised money and raised capital to finance the construction using illegal methods. Now, what this does to the public image of this company, of this business, is completely demolish it in people's consciousness. In the people's minds, since 2019, the word pyramid scheme is what everyone thinks of for historical park because of these media outlets. We followed the law. By we means that everyone that has invested in Historical Park, including myself and the American investors that are watching this video, what we did is, by law, we purchased shares from a private individual. The private individual is the one that actually receives the money, and then that money goes into the coffers of the Historical Park as a company, which allows for money to be raised directly into the company for which that company can purchase its construction. Now, what happened from that moment on is that we were accused of doing illegal raising of capital, which is a lie. These media outlets, with their journalists claiming that they're investigating financial fraud when it comes to Historical Park, what they did is they actually activated the government agencies, including the Committee of Financial Investigations, and this is an analogy towards the SEC, which is the Securities and Exchange Commission in the United States, which investigates anything connected to public offerings. Historical Park is a private company. It's not something that this Committee for Financial Investigation can actually take a look in. And that's why what they did is they actually threw that claim towards the prosecutor's office of Bulgaria. And then the prosecutor's office took 2 years to investigate and to actually call in investors, private investors, to ask them, why did you invest in Historical Park? And due to the fact that all the investors in Historical Park are educated financially, these people are people that know the long-term consequences of investing in a business that needs to be built, needs to be promoted, needs to be marketed throughout the world. For more than 5 to 10 years, everybody knew and still knows that for a large-scale business of this sort, it doesn't take 1 or 2 years to get dividends and return your money from that investment. In 2020, the coronavirus pandemic closed all the cities, closed all the airports, and tourism was halted. From news outlets throughout the world, we know that shareholders in the Disney franchises added additional capital in order to save their business and to restore it once the coronavirus pandemic ended. And this is something that nobody in Historical Park was obligated to do, which means that Historical Park never had additional capital been poured into it. Historical Park created an economy in Neofetriovsky and eventually in the municipality of Vetrino in a place which was close to fully depopulated. It brought in young families, not only in from Bulgaria, big cities in Bulgaria, but also from abroad. And those young families started their own businesses in agriculture and marketing. They worked home office. They did a lot of different activities. During that time when the park was not a focus, we decided to construct guest homes and to develop the town of Neofetriovsky and make it a place with extremely high quality architectural masterpieces for homes. And at that moment, we had more investors from the United States decide to purchase homes, including two Americans that bought homes, in order to have a plan B if a second coronavirus pandemic or other type of pandemic happened. The investigative journalists of this Economedia or Capital Media Pool, Klubzet, Dnevnik, and all the other medias did is they decided to attack the Historical Park additionally. How that happened is they started writing articles additionally claiming that the Historical Park and the people around Historical Park are a sect. We're leading into the war in Ukraine in 2022. Until that time, everything that came out as an article from these media news outlets made sure that the image of the business Historical Park in the mind of every single Bulgarian, plus every single Bulgarian travel agency, every single Bulgarian hotel, would be that these guys are scammers, these guys are frauds, these guys are going to steal your money, they're a sect, they're some horrible group of people. And this was all done by the media in Bulgaria. And the individual called Dimitar Enchev, or the man who is the owner of CWP, the company for wind turbines, working in conjunction with Katina Yordanova from the village of Dobrotich, decided to put their plan in motion for installing wind turbines all over the Volchidol and Vetrino municipalities. These two individuals, Katina Yordanova and Dimitar Enchev, who are linked to the oligarch Ivo Prokopiev through his proxies in the political party Prozhavame Promyanata, Demokratichna Bulgaria, Daniel Lorer, and Kirill Petkov, who is actually the ex-prime minister. What they decided to do is to find a way to bribe the members of the local city council and get them to vote for installing wind turbines, which are experimental, industry, ecology, tourism, agriculture. Do you think these two could actually work in conjunction? The answer is no. In fact, the country of Bulgaria has been sued by Europe for installing wind turbines on the routes in which the birds fly from north to south Black Sea. Here is the point that I would like to make. I'm not going to be a conspiracy theorist, or I'm not going to be against the Green Deal. The fact of the matter is that wind turbines cannot stay in agricultural lands. They have extremely bad influence towards the ecosystems, towards the moisture in the air, towards the animals, towards vibrations, towards people that are living there, and including infrasound, which travels close to 25 to 30 miles in distance and affects the regulations of cardiovascular systems and endocrinal systems. And this is something that you could check for yourselves. In fact, a lot of the ecological associations in Bulgaria were loud about this. You can see in videos all over the world that nobody's purchasing homes or land wherever there's wind turbines because it's not a good place to live in. People that want to keep Vetrino as a municipality, which is working solely as a plan towards tourism and towards agriculture, that they needed representation in the local city council. That was when the political party Veličje, or Greatness, was born. And on the local elections in October 2023, Veličje won the election, which inevitably means that permits connected to wind turbines of such sort would be impossible to be installed in the next 4 years due to the fact that members of the Veličje political party are against doing something like this, no matter how much money is being offered to them as bribery. Since 2019, the CEO of Historical Park, Evelyn Mikhailov, has been on constant interrogations in different government agencies, intelligence agencies, security agencies. He has had multiple threats from the underground. He has been offered bribery from political parties and their intermediaries and middlemen that would come over to him, threaten his wife, threaten his family, and make anything they can to get him to back off from helping the locals in protecting their investments. In 2024, in July, when the parliament elections in Bulgaria finished, the Veličje party actually was approved and it had more votes than anyone would accept and entered the parliament with 13 members of the parliament with the idea solely to protect all projects in Bulgaria on a national level. This led to massive attacks, including a so-called temporary committee for investigating money laundering and investigating crimes around Evelyn Mikhailov. Never has there been an investigation in the parliament with a temporary commission towards a private business in Bulgaria. So here's what actually happened. None of the government agencies, none of the intelligence agencies ever found any kind of breaching of the law in Bulgaria. Nobody stepped across the law. There have been no frauds. No investor ever came and said, hey, I'm really not satisfied. Like, you scammed me, you lied to me. And the reason for that is because the park is there. The business has been completed. And all the attacks that have been happening in order for tourists to not come in the park have come from the media outlets in Bulgaria. All of them, including Ivo Prokopyev, the oligarch, including the national televisions, including, I'm going to list out the YouTubers, Lubomir Zhechev, Stanislav Tsanov, and last but not least, the most notorious and scandalous criminal in Bulgaria, Simon Milkov. This person, this individual, has been sued multiple times for charges for assault, charges for stabbing. In fact, they're currently using him as a reporter who can go for 6 hours on a live video spitting and shouting and cursing and threatening people. And this is something which is under the knowledge of every single police officer in our country. And this person has become one of the most notorious people in the country that cannot be arrested. And this is happening in the European Union, and this is happening under the knowledge of everyone that's in power. Construction businesses in which Evelyn Mikhailov manages have been blacklisted currently. They have been attacked, they have been stopped, they have been foreclosed by every single government agency, including the tax services, including the banking institutions. They have denied every single person who would like to purchase a home from Evelyn Mikhailov has been banned to do it, which means that they're stopping the opportunity of anyone in the veteran municipality to mortgage their home, to find a way to invest there, or they're completely blacklisting it and making sure that any individual, any investor that has put their money there would lose it, because there's debt involved when it comes to construction, and they're trying to find any possible way to bankrupt these businesses, destroy the image of Evelyn Mikhailov as an entrepreneur, destroy the image of historical park continuously. So what I want to say towards all of you guys, I am emotional when it comes to this. Every single person should be emotional towards all of this. We are filing a class action lawsuit for defamation of the name Historical Park in Strasbourg. We're going to use every single possible way to uncover and to show how these criminals in Bulgaria decided to destroy a private business, a private enterprise, private startup for Evelyn Mikhailov. He's never used one European cent from the European funds for any of the businesses that he uses. This man has been the most attacked and the most investigated person in Bulgaria for the past 35 years. And we're asking for help, assistance, and we're asking for you to share this video. Tell the world that in Bulgaria, if you're an entrepreneur and you want to build something, you can't do it without having to bribe the mafia, without having to bribe the politicians, without having to fight the thugs in the underworld. With what we can do right now is we have started a resistance which has never been stronger, with media outlets called Svoboden Glas, the beautiful medias, Krasivo Vetrino, Krasiva Varna, Krasiv Plovdiv, Krasiva Sofia. All of these medias will uncover and show all of these lies. I would like to send another message out to the United States Embassy and ask them, why have you not protected the interests of the American investors in a Bulgarian project? Has this been something that you were not informed about? Will Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan, Andrew Tate, any big vlogger or YouTuber find a way to come and investigate? They can always call us, they can always send us any kind of message or show us a way to contact them. We'll bring them over, we'll show them Historical Park, we'll introduce them to Evelyn Mikhailov. If this is democracy, if this is the 21st century of the European Union, then I would like to ask serious questions. How much noise can you raise if it comes to this happening in Bulgaria? This is something that every single human rights activist should ask for. You invest in a project in Bulgaria and the whole country harasses you. Justice is served to those who decided to use the whole government apparatus to destroy a project of international importance, a project of historical and cultural importance, and a project which is owned by Americans, Bulgarians, Czechs alike. If this model can be broken in Bulgaria once and for all, then we can help any other company, any other country in which this is happening. Thank you very much, and let's get this done.